This is an MUT Radio podcast.
The second hour of the show. And we changed things around namhlanje as ngishilo earlier on to Guguti. We're taking Mr. Maqhi on the second hour of the show, since on the third and final hour, we'll be taking the speeches from Lapanake SMA Hall. We'll be taking them live. Siyazi ukuthi the Vice Chancellor is out there, the Chancellor, everyone is out there. So we'll definitely give them leso skhathi sokuthi
the platform.
Yes. Sizwe ukuthi what do they have to say on the first day of a graduation namhlanje. We have Mr. Maqhi this morning, and uzokhumula kuma observances way to ukuthi today we're celebrating National Library Workers Day. And he's one of those people abasebenza e library. So shout out to you, Mr. Maqhi, and the whole team of and staff sase library as we celebrate this day. Good morning. Welcome on MUT Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much. Hey, Putipi Librarian. And also congratulations to our graduates. Eh? It's one of those English words.
Yeah.
And also another one also for affecting us libraries and books is on 23 April. It is World Book Day.
Oh. Okay.
So we remember, we celebrate books. You know, people, I mean, the ancients, I always talk about them. Aban Bakdala, Basse Mandul. So they believed that books were magic. So they used to hide books because you were not supposed to give anyone a book. They believed that because words can change. I mean, if you say to someone "Ngiyakuthanda," it's the whole it affects generations. I mean, people end up getting married just by using that statement.
Yeah.
Also because books are made by ink. So umuke wagcatshwa kuyazi now. So nje kunabantu abangasikhumbula isikibhaqimbi ngoba uyasaba ukuthi kuzovela ingcabo zakhe. Books originally nazo futhi zazenziwe ngo ink. And of course we know ukuthi paper comes from trees, from wood, yabo. So makonakele shunqisa impepha ngithi. So I mean, people believe that so ama herbs, anything that comes from trees, it carries the power. So they respected books. You wouldn't be seen burning a book, for example. But also there was that element, you would see, you look after the books that you have, you know. So yes, we are celebrating books. And again, I mean, as much as we are celebrating, we are still battling it, you know. Hey, yeah, so look at size, baby baningi abantu asuma behleza etaxini. At least, you know, carry a book. Just carry a book. Even to masambisane, ngisho kuthiwa it's a poetry book. Just carry a book. You never know. You might pick up something interesting lapho. And nathi as ama students as well, ama. So the textbooks that you are supposed to read, that's why it starts. As a student, you need to read every textbook on that particular subject. Konke okunye kuzobe sekubuild up from there. The struggle esiba naso, maybe the reason why we are battling so much with getting people to read is that asinazi incwadi eyiningi ngesiZulu, for example. So zimbalwa. Abantu fanele bayipublisha bakhala ngokuthi uma siyipublisha ke soyithathaphi imali ubani ozoyithenga. So we end up having lelo ukuthi yini yafika kuqala inkukhu neqanda, yabo. So incwadi azikho ngoba abantu abafuna incwadi azikho, so it ends up, you know, becoming that cycling. Also I mean ke nalezi zingane ke lezi kuye kutholi okay ayifundi ke zifunda esikoleni ecrash, so they want to have children's books. They are very expensive because I mean a children's book must have pictures. So ukhokhela the author. Also, you pay for the illustrator. So it becomes difficult. But it's nice to have these habits from an early age as a child to go to you are learning to read. So okay, we end up battling that. What my encouragement, colleagues, this morning is that let's this generation of us, let's yes, books in the past we to be forced to publish them, but we can come up with online books, right? It challenges now, imagine AI. So wonke umuntu uyibona a storyteller, wonke umuntu uyibona a singer, just because, you know, so they can produce things. Kodwa ke what is creative stands out. So emphasis yami is on creativity. So which is thinking outside the box, ukuthi we can still find those opportunities, we can still find those corners. I mean, I was just googling this morning. I might close. But if two of my be 200 rand, 200 rand or more, umukhokha ngabe taxi maqale bawubambe bawufile bawubhexisa usuyibona ngempela uma ubuka ngathi akona ufana cishe ufana no 20 rand but 200 rand so imali mabe uyifotocopa nje emshinini uyiscan ifotocopa so you face a jail term I mean anything from 3 years to 5 years so anything from 3000 rand to 10000 rand so they take it seriously lento ukuthi ukopela so I'm emphasizing that from a point of view of creativity too. So let's come up with our own little things.
Yeah.
So yes, celebrating books, celebrating stories. That is what we are doing this week. So World Book Day, 23 March. So please, yeah. So take the time, visit a bookshop, visit a library, and hopefully you are going to find something interesting.
Yes, definitely. Wow. I love the fact that we're celebrating books, particularly on this week where we at MUT see celebrate also our graduates, because bengeke babe bayagraduate today if books were not there.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, where it started a few years back was that book, that textbook, really. Mm. So where it on. But I mean, the emphasis as well on books is that, so it's session in a class about 2 hours. So and then teacher leaves. Mm. After that, to sell a word, but not alone, sir, to sell it with the book that you can read. I mean, so it's very important. And also, I mean, but I was while you're there, also, nothing who can afford to see. If you have your old school books, maybe give it to someone. Just you know, so don't leave them. Ziporegile zizodwa, just share.
Yes.
And yes, yeah. And we are celebrating ourselves as well as librarians. We
definitely.
Tina, we see our role as that we bring a library to the classroom and also the classroom to the library. I mean, so vice versa. If you found them, if you are in a classroom, there's a library there, and if you say library, also there's a classroom. But it's learning. It's acquiring new information.
Definitely. Mr. Markley, for the past 3 years, the graduates have been visiting you, Lapane Library, Beofunda, the same books that you're talking about today. Particularly, they've been coming to you, Lapane Resource Center, and you've been assisting them. Mm. Your words to all the graduates who are graduating from today up until Thursday?
My words, one is congrats. You know, it's been a long journey. So thank you so much. I mean, you could have decided to drop out, but you decided to stay the course, right? Now that you're here, we are colleagues. We are at the same level. So what you have, mostly is yourself. So I would like to encourage you to be creative, right? Think outside the box. There are boxes you are going to see. So get yourself out of that box. Yes, you might have a particular gender, a particular race, a particular language. Kodake, for you to get to where you want to be, keep an open mind, man. So not everything is going to be given to you on a plate. So keep pushing. Be creative. I mean, that's my key message.
Mm. Yes, no, thank you so much, Mr. Makhuri. Really appreciate you having you on the show today. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.